Our first reading is from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we who are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Our second reading comes from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 33. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or what you will drink, or about your body and what you will wear. It is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your lifespan? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the fields, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of that little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who speak all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
The word of God for the
people of God. Let us pray. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. I'm hoping I didn't tell this story last year. I didn't see it in my notes, so I'm hoping that I haven't used this, but hey, it happens. A man called his son the day before Thanksgiving and said, "Son, I hate to ruin your day, but I have to tell you that your mother and I are getting divorced. 45 years of misery is enough." "Dad, what are you talking about?" the son screams. "We can't stand the sight of each other any longer," the father says. "We're sick of each other, and I'm sick of talking about this, so you call your sister and tell her." Well, frantic, the son calls his sister, who explodes on the phone. "Like heck they're getting divorced," she shouts. "I'll take care of this." And she called Phoenix immediately and screams at her father, "You are not getting divorced. Don't you do a single thing until I get there. I'm calling my brother back, and we'll both be there tomorrow. Until then, don't do a thing. Do you hear me?" And she hangs up. So the old man hangs up the phone and turns to his wife and says, "Okay, they're coming for Thanksgiving, and they're paying their own way." For many of us of an older generation or two, our thoughts about life in America were shaped by the art of Norman Rockwell, especially the covers that he painted for the Saturday Evening Post. And one of his most iconic paintings is Freedom from Want, which we have a slide of it. There it is. How many of you have seen that picture before? Yes, very familiar with it. And this image shaped the entire country's idea of a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. And it's hard to believe that someone as accepted and acclaimed as Norman Rockwell, whose work captured the pulse of America at the time, could ever be thought of as controversial. But it was, or he was. His most controversial paintings were those he created in the 1960s for Look magazine, which tackled social issues like civil rights and racism. His painting, The Problem We All Live With, depicted Ruby Bridges' walk to a desegregated school, and it drew criticism for its confrontational subject matter and depiction of racism. Other controversial works include Southern Justice, about the murder of civil rights workers, and New Kids in the Neighborhood, which addressed housing integration. America was changing during the 60s, and he captured the truth of those changes in his art. Well, this Thursday, many of us will gather with family and friends to celebrate. But it's this image of Thanksgiving dinner that comes to the surface as we sit down together with our loved ones. We want to experience the closeness depicted within this painting. It tugs at our heartstrings, speaks to our desire for familiar closeness, and takes us back to a more nostalgic time. And we all have Thanksgiving traditions that are important to us, certain dishes we always serve. Some watch the Macy's parade in the morning, and then comes football. I mean, it just wouldn't seem like Thanksgiving without these things. And last year, you might recall, our family Thanksgiving kind of got turned on its ear and was a bit different. I was at Lucas Oil Stadium watching the Brownsburg Bulldogs win the state 6A football championship, earning my son Nick his second state championship ring for coaching. And this year will be different still. I mean, Brownsburg is again going to the finals, and they are again playing Westfield. But Nick retired from coaching for the best reason possible, and the thing that I am most thankful for this year. Colson is now 6 months old, and he's been started on solid foods. And it is really entertaining to watch him, his reactions to new flavors, and he can just gnaw the heck out of a little strip of ham. And you can hear him sucking the juice out of it. It's hysterical. And I just definitely have so much for which to be thankful this year. Well, one of the oldest hymns we sing at this time of the year is "We Gather Together," which is our closing hymn this morning. Its origins are Dutch, and it was written 400 years ago and was translated into English into 1894, and the opening line originally read, "We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing." Well, Scripture contains numerous versions about asking God for blessings. One of the most familiar or well-known is the blessing of Aaron in the book of Numbers, the sixth chapter. Aaron, of course, was the brother of Moses. You may recognize it as a familiar benediction. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with kindness and give you peace. When we ask for blessings, we are acknowledging God's authority over us. We recognize that all good gifts come to us through the hands of God, who is above all and who has the power to bless. We beseech the blessing of God in humility, affirming God's sovereignty and the ruler of all creation. By asking for God's blessings, we confirm our dependence on God. Just as the ancient Israelites depended upon God to provide for their needs during their wanderings in the desert, we depend upon God for our daily needs and guidance in a world that we cannot control. Our request for blessings exemplifies our trust in God's nature. God is a loving creator who desires to give all that is good to God's children. Our gospel lesson today affirms this, as Jesus tells his followers not to worry about their life, not to get so caught up in the little minute things that we overlook the big thing. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your span of life? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil nor spin. And yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. Yet your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. As we gather this week to celebrate Thanksgiving, let us remember all the many blessings of God. Blessings that have been so richly and abundantly poured out upon us. May your Thanksgiving celebrations reflect God's presence in your lives and your welcoming response to that presence. And as the psalm says, make a joyful noise to all the earth and serve the Lord with gladness. And I guess as I ended last year's Thanksgiving service, go Dogs. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.